With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Sadness and shock at one of the biggest churches in America. Houston police say a woman opened fire today with a rifle in Pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch. She was then shot and killed by a pair of off-duty officers. A five-year-old boy with that woman was critically wounded by gunfire. Another man was also wounded. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin back in the hospital because of a bladder issue. Pentagon says he has transferred authorities to his Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks. Senate leaders arguing in strong terms the U.S. aid to Ukraine is crucial to pushing back Vladimir Putin. In a rare Sunday session, lawmakers voting to move forward with the aid package. In the meantime, retired Admiral James Stavridis believes it's important for Russia to be stopped in its war with Ukraine.
It would be an epic failure to allow Vladimir Putin to have his way with Ukraine. And that's what simply stepping away from the problem would do for the United States. Would end up refighting this thing.
Stavridis was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Mexico's president proposing giving people pensions equal to their full salaries at the time they retire, something no other nation has ever done.
President Andres Manuel López Obrador leaves office in September, and he really wants his party's candidate to win the June 2nd elections. But analysts say it may also be an attempt to set the agenda for the next administration by saddling the future president with unrealistically high expectations. For the moment, López Obrador doesn't have the votes in Congress to get the pension plan passed.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple losing a court case in Idaho.
The group was challenging the state's abortion ban, arguing that abortion is a religious sacrament to Satanists and that the ban violates their First Amendment right to freedom of religion. Federal District Judge David Nye has dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning it cannot be revived in that court. However, lawyers for the Satanic Temple say they will try their luck with the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a notoriously liberal panel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UN experts say the terrorist threat from radical Muslim groups remains very high in Africa and Afghanistan, and threat levels have risen in some parts of Europe as well. World Body says in West Africa and the Sahel region, violence and threats have escalated. Part of the problem is governments that are very weak and unable to bring the terrorists to heel. This is SRN News. After two centuries, a gun manufacturer is moving. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
Workers have turned out hunting rifles, shotguns, carbines, revolvers, and more at the Remington plant in upstate New York for about two centuries. Now locals are bracing for Remington's exit from the village of Ilion. The nation's oldest gun maker is consolidating operations in Georgia and recently announced plans to shutter the Ilion factory in early March, eliminating 300 jobs. They blame production inefficiencies for the plant's closing. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
A man has been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to killing four workers at an Oklahoma marijuana farm in 2022. Court records show Chen Wu pleading guilty at a court hearing to four counts of first-degree murder and one count of assault and battery with a deadly weapon in connection with those murders. More details at SRNnews.com.